This is Asian Pop Radio.
Hey everyone, I'm Persona Infakante and you are listening to Asian Pop Radio. Don't forget to check my new song, Plus 62, featuring Jillian Levine. It's available on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, iTunes. And don't forget to check out the music video on my YouTube, Persona Infakante Music. Follow me on my social media as well to get my latest updates. You can find me on Instagram at Persona Infakante or my Facebook, facebook.com/Persona Infakante. I see you there, don't forget to say hi.
Asia-wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. I am Jay John, and in the studio with me, of course, my co-host,
Hello,
Juby.
Hello, it's Juby once again.
It's good to have you with me, Juby, because it would have been weird if you just all of a sudden vanished and you were no longer in the studio.
Well, you've tied me down. I can't unrelease myself. I can't release myself from these shackles. I don't have the key.
Please don't release yourself in the studio. It just sounds wrong.
Oh, God.
That was Nim with 1984, a couple years off the best year ever to exist.
1982. That doesn't sound like 1993 to me.
We've got a bit of an age difference, haven't we?
Yeah, 50 years. That's a long one. It's a big one.
Someone that might fit somewhere in the middle of that is the person that we've got on the line right now, coming to us, I believe, from Indonesia.
Persona Infakante.
Yay! Hey! Hello, guys. Hello, Asian Pop Radio.
Where exactly are you at this very moment in time?
I'm currently in Indonesia. I'm actually an Indonesian, but I usually go back and forth Indonesia to Italy because my family lived there. Oh. So yeah, I go back and forth.
That sounds like an amazing way to spend your life, going in between the beautiful two countries of Italy and Indonesia.
That sounds great.
Yeah. I guess so. That's one of the perks, I guess.
Do you consciously only spend time in countries that start with I?
maybe you can put it that way. No. I love so many countries, actually, but I haven't got the chance to visit as many countries as I wanted to be. But I'm blessed that I could be a part of these two beautiful countries, which is Indonesia and Italy.
Very much
That's
so,
awesome.
I imagine. Now, we want to have a little bit more of a chat about your background. So let us know a bit more about that.
Sure.
Did you grow up in Indonesia or did you grow up in Italy?
So I was born here in Indonesia. So I grew up here. I have so many friends, so many families here. But then my mom, my sister, they decided to move to Italy. During my 20s, early 20s, mm-hmm. they moved there. So yeah, I guess you can say I'm born in Indonesia. So yeah.
Fantastic. And where exactly in Indonesia did you grow up?
So I'm in the second biggest city in Indonesia, which is Surabaya. It's located in Java Island. Indonesia has so many islands. So you know the capital city of Indonesia, right?
Yeah.
It's like on the other side of the island that I live in.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm on the other side.
Fantastic. I went to Jakarta a couple years ago. I have to tell you.
Oh, really?
Now. Yeah. Because I really wanted to see what Jakarta was like, being such a huge city. And I know one day I wanted to go from my hotel. I can't remember where it was. It was about 8 kilometers from the National Monument. So I thought,
okay,
I said to someone in passing, I think I'll walk there tomorrow. I've got a long time to walk. And they said, that is ridiculous. You can't walk anywhere in Jakarta. And I wanted to prove them wrong. It actually took me 6 hours to get there.
Yeah. It's almost impossible here in Indonesia. If you want to walk in the city, if you want to go somewhere, it's almost impossible because, you know, it just doesn't work like the way they work in another country, for example, in Australia or even in Italy. It's way different.
So what is your home city most well known for?
Spicy foods, if I may say it honestly. It's very well known for its spicy foods, and we have so many unique languages. So we have so many different languages here in Indonesia, and one of the most iconic languages come from my city here in Surabaya. Or you can say, not my city, actually, from my province in East Java.
Fantastic. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about your music, because that's what we're here for. We love to talk about countries and traveling and eating lots of spicy food.
Mm-hmm.
But where did you actually start with working on music? So, like, where did the passion begin for you? How long have you been doing it?
Okay, so this is quite a long story. I'm trying to make it as short as possible. So I started as a songwriter. I don't have any music education background whatsoever. But I know that music is my passion. So I just used to listen to song, try to understand the meanings behind the lyrics and the emotions behind the lyrics. So I used to make
lyrics, melodies with my friends just for fun at first. But then we started to join several local and national competitions here in Indonesia, but never got any meaningful breakthrough. So after that, me and my friends trying to record some of our music for fun. After we get some people to listen to our song, I get some calls from several artists to make them a song or lyrics or a melody, something like that. So after that, it's been so many years, actually. It's been 2 or 3 years, if I remember correctly. So I've been doing music for 7 years, and I started doing music seriously for the last 3 years, I guess.
That's amazing. So it's all about perseverance and keeping at it. It's all practice. And you've also you've also gotten to a point where, do you think you're happy and content where you are?
Happy is quite a tricky word, actually, but I'm quite content on how the current condition evolves, because for the past 7 years, there was never been a breakthrough. But then just during these past 2 years, I have so many breakthrough, and it was surreal. I wasn't even expecting it to be this this positive, I mean, the feedback from the people who listen to my song. So that's why I'm so grateful for it.
It's well deserved. Yeah. Congratulations.
Would you agree that it's very similar for any creative person, because you put in so much time and energy to get something started and work on your craft, and, you know, it's just so many hours, so many nights, having a day job, all that kind of stuff to try and make it somewhere. But then all of a sudden, it only really takes one breakthrough moment, and then you might have a lot of success after that, right?
Yeah, exactly. It takes, just like what you said, perseverance, because most of the time people doesn't realize us, especially as a musician. You know, they just look at the music, or when someone make a major breakthrough, they can only see, you know, oh, that's that one certain artist is so well known, he's awesome, something like that. But he doesn't even realize back before he or she made that major breakthrough, there are so many tears and then sweat that we have to put into our craft. I guess that is one of the major reason why I want to show people that I can do, and, you know, that I get doing the thing that I...
Fantastic. We made jokes before we started recording that, you know, we weren't quite sure whose internet was going to fail before we got to the interview, but we're sort of coming in and out, but we'll be okay. I think we'll persevere and we'll get through.
Okay.
So I do have to ask, because it's one thing to enjoy making music, have a passion for it, but you have to have a market for your music to be successful, right? So who is your market?
Yeah, exactly. So for my market, it's quite tricky, because that's related to the condition of the electronic music here in Indonesia and the electronic music industry out of Indonesia. So when I first started doing music, I knew that my color or craft that I made, my music, is way different from the taste of the local Indonesian. So my market usually is for the foreigners, especially, fun fact, if you want to know, 70% of my listeners is from Europe.
Right.
So it's like, if you, maybe only 10% came from Indonesia. So yeah, maybe that will answer your question. My market is the foreigners, because I usually make music in English, not in Bahasa Indonesia. And then I make electronic music, and the one that is popular here in Indonesia, usually the mainstream band or soloist or pop-ish sound, traditional pop, you know.
Yeah.
And there's not enough room for electronic music artists to grow in Indonesia.
Sure, yeah.
Well, at least not yet, but I hope in the future it will get better and better and better.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure you will definitely grow. Speaking of your music, your new song +62, it does have some European Mediterranean vibes. Would you consider using the sounds of what's popular in Europe or even outside of Indonesia in general, but use Bahasa Indonesia?
Well, I've tried doing it before, but I think it's just not my forte, you know. Especially for a songwriter like me, when doing I'm making a song, I'm pouring all my heart and soul into my craft, and then when doing the song, for example, a song with Bahasa Indonesia, but the lyrics and then the hook, the impact, it's just, it doesn't match like the impact when I make a song in English. So yeah, I guess that's the answer.
So can you tell us a little bit more about Jillian Lavin and how you came into working with Jillian?
Oh yeah, Jillian is one of the vocalists from one of the indie band in United States. She's very talented. So the story is, when I was making Persistency 2, it's like, I'm looking for vocalists here in Indonesia, but I cannot even find anyone that will fit my song.
Right, wow.
And then I just randomly searching through the internet, and then I found this one particular person, and I hear her music in the internet, and then I offer her whether you want to collab in this project, and then she say, okay, blah, 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 and then here we are.
Fantastic.
So that's a short story.
So did you meet her in America, or did she come down to Indonesia,
or did you guys just
do it online?
Yeah. Just online. That's the beauty of the internet era. So you don't even have to meet the person in real life or something.
Helpful to collaborate in music, but not necessarily doing interviews on radio.
So if I want to make a song with Jay, for example, I don't have to meet Jay. I can just make it from, you know, from my bedroom, for example. And then Jay could just do something from his bedroom, right?
There you go.
And then we compile it together. There you go.
So much bathroom magic. Magic. Still on the line with us, amazing song, and I'm so grateful that you wrote to us and told us all about it, because we really don't get a chance to speak to many Indonesian musicians. In fact, I think in the past we've only interviewed Niji, when Niji released a single in Australia,
SOS.
And I think you're the third, which is terrible in so many years. So we need to up our game.
I know one person from SOS.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I know one of the Maria. She's my friend. So,
So when's the collaboration is coming out?
I don't even know that they have even they have an interview with you guys. Well, so that's awesome.
We interviewed them like years ago, and a couple of them, and they did like a video actually. They did a video with us. They recorded the questions and answers for us and stuff like that. And it was quite funny because I was searching for them on YouTube one day, and I typed Asian Pop Radio in it to see if anyone put our interview up, and then there was a report on Indonesian TV about them doing an interview with us, so we felt special.
That must be nice, right? Because
lovely.
I do think that we Indonesian have so many talented artists which deserve so many spotlights, but it's hard, even not just in America for example, but even in Indonesia, for indie artists to persevere to get the spotlight, it just takes a lot of efforts, and even if efforts enough, it's not enough to just have effort. Super craft is not enough, you need luck as well. It sucks.
There's quite a challenge. You can only go with what you've got to work with, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, can you tell us about more of those great Indonesian artists, who they are, if you've worked with them, or who you just inspired by?
Who are you loving, like who's worth us like taking note of at the moment?
So here in Indonesia that I've been listening to for the past couple of months, I love Diva Barus. He is a producer here in Indonesia, and he's one of the biggest electronic music producer here in Indonesia right now. His name is Diva Barus. And then who else? I love GAC. GAC is a vocal group which is consisted of two females and one male. They have a super vocals. So yeah, I guess the two of them.
Excellent. Well, we'll have to make sure we get their music onto Asian Pop Radio as well and support them.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, we absolutely love your track. As soon as we heard it, I felt like I had to book a flight to Bali and just sit in Seminyak and have a nice drink and just chillax to it, because you transported me back to January when I was there last year, and it's an amazing song. It really sets the scene. So well done. But we believe
Thank you very much.
We believe you're also working on another track at the moment. Can you give us a bit of a sneak peek?
Yeah. Okay, sure. Maybe I couldn't give you the sneak peek to listen to the track right now because it's still half done, but I will give you...
Well, you can tell us a little bit about details. What's it about? Yeah,
the title is Superfly. The title is Superfly. The song is going to be electropop. It's like plus 62. And then I'm going to be, have a couple of lines as well. I never really enjoy being in the spotlight, but... I'm gonna have to sing a couple of parts in that song, so I guess it's gonna be great. So
exclusive.
I'm guessing that. Yeah, but I'm really guessing that people will be surprised, because the first song is like, it's more of a EDM, right? It's electropop, but it's more like a DJ-ish song, right? A DJ-ish song. So the second song is more of a electropop, so it's a little bit different, but I can't wait to show you guys because it's going to be so great.
We're looking forward to it.
We can't wait for that. Make sure you send it to us as soon as it's done. And I'll tell you now, you're talking about collaborating with people online. My little brother is an amazing rapper, but he hasn't worked with anyone before because he's so incredibly shy.
Really?
So if you can find a way to need an Aussie rapper in the middle of one of your songs, I will be more than glad to pass it on to my brother to make it happen, yeah?
Okay. Maybe you should send me, your brother's, maybe he has some secret mixtape or something like that, right?
Yeah, so there you go. I'm going to do that. Really going to do that.
Okay, sure. I would love to.
Look, thank you so much for spending time with us today. I know we've been trying to get you on the show for a little while, and we've been holding you up on that. So it's an absolute honor to speak to you. Congratulations with the song. We love it. Everyone needs to know about it, and we wish you lots of success with your second song that you're releasing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And that was Persona in Vacanza.
This is Asian Pop Radio.
Hey everyone, I'm Persona in Vacanza, and you are listening to Asian Pop Radio.